Can you sort of put in perspective what we know about predictors of response to bevacizumab? Kathy Miller updated the E2100 data here at this meeting, and she presented some correlative work that she did. Where are we right now overall in trying to figure this out?
Well, Kathy Miller presented VCAM, vascular cellular adhesion molecule data, and actually showed that it went up with treatment with the addition of bevacizumab to paclitaxel. And she didn't find any correlation really with response, and the same with VEGF levels. We also looked at VCAM in our study. In her study, it was a combination, but in ours with bevacizumab alone, VCAM actually increased with treatment also, which is not what we expected. So neither of those things are really going to be useful for predictors of response. And the only thing I know of right now that could potentially predict would be this phospho-VEGF receptor 2, and that's why we want to look at that more, and I think Denny and other people will look at that in other studies.
Could this turn out to be that the main mechanism of action is just blocking that?
It could. It definitely could.
And would that kind of follow? And why would blocking that inhibit tumor cell growth?
Well, because it inhibits the signaling pathway for angiogenesis that's actually going on in the tumor.
So that's coming out of the tumor cell?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was that sort of a surprise?
It was a big surprise, actually, when we saw these results. In fact, I presented it at one of our meetings for our branch, and everyone was very surprised. I said, this is really, you know, an unusual finding because we really expected it just to be on the endothelial cells.
What do you think is going on?
Well, I think tumors are just really smart, and they use all of these receptors to maintain growth and to avoid apoptosis and other things like that.
Mm-hmm.